Welcome, folks. Hope you're well. A little chilly here this morning. Only minus 17 Celsius. Okay, we will start with a prayer. So I will share the screen. Sitting nice and comfortably, cross-legged. Bring your palms together at the sternum, thumbs lightly touching the sternum, mouth gently closed, tongue resting up on the hard palate, breathing quietly and gently through your nose. Tamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti, shanti, shantihi. Om. Great. So nice to see everyone. What we're going to do today is just do about 30 minutes or a little bit more, just practicing. This is a good idea of Dr. Claudia's last week. And then you can use that afterwards to practice with. So after we've done that, then we'll have, some questions and answer time. But during this practice, we're going to keep the theory to a very minimum. Just some pointers what to do. Okay? So please, we'll start by lying down on your mat in a comfortable position start with your knees bent, feet flat on the floor, just about hip width apart. And since we already know what to do, unless you really want to feel it, you can place your hand on the abdomen, but if you like, just leave your arms alongside your body, palms turned up. Mouth is closed, tongue up on the hard palate, comfortably resting, smoothed out across the palate. So you're breathing through both your nostrils. We'll do 2 minutes resonance breathing, focusing on the movement of your abdomen. Inhale, abdomen rises. Exhale, abdomen falls back in. This is 5-7. Inhale, exhale. Chin is slightly towards the chest. Inhale, exhale. Listen to the tone. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale gently, slowly, quietly. exhale, just let the breath out through the nose. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Okay, now just let your breath fall into any pattern, nothing specific, just kind of a rest between the stages of a full inhalation. Now, if you want to, you can place your hands on your lower ribs to feel the movement. When you're inhaling, they're going to move out and up a little bit. Or you can just continue with your arms resting on the floor, palms up, feeling that movement of your rib cage all around your body. Again, 2 minutes of resonance breathing and begin. Inhale. Body and mind relaxing as you slowly inhale and slow exhale. Everything's quiet and calm. Inhale and exhale. And exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Okay, now just allow your breath to fall into any pattern. The last stage, we're going to use full breathing by inhaling abdomen, then ribs, then upper chest, back behind your upper chest on the floor, all in one inhale. Then when you exhale, you just let all that go. But don't strain any of the muscles, just let it kind of happen naturally. Just watch it happening. 2 minutes resonance. Begin. Inhale. Full, deep, long breath. Exhale, just relaxing, letting go. Always quiet. Inhale. Exhale. Full focus on the breath. body, mind just really becomes calm and quiet. Body relax, listening to your breath. You don't have to pay full attention to the timing in between. So you kind of just take a few regular breaths. Then to come to a seated position, inhale, raise one arm, left arm, let's do today, up behind your head. Exhale, roll over to your left side, rest your head on your upper left arm. Place the right hand flat on the floor in front of your abdomen. Take a few breaths there for a few moments, feeling rested and quiet. Then on an inhale, push down on the floor with the right hand and come up to a seated position. Good. So that's always a good place to start. Now we're going to repeat the whole thing while sitting. So sit comfortably so that your backside's on a slight cushion so that your lower back can become straight or not curled. But don't sit rigid, sit comfortable. Keep your finger and forefinger and thumb together, rest your palms up on your knee. Look straight ahead, or if you like, just gently close your eyes. Keep your mouth closed, tongue up, tip behind the front teeth, but not pointed up. Just tongue is flat, completely up on the hard palate. Ears are above your shoulders, chin is slightly back. If you were to open your eyes, you would be gazing slightly downwards. And we're going to do 2 minutes, abdomen, ribs, upper sternum, all together. We're just doing one movement, the whole body expanding and the whole body letting go. So begin, inhale. And exhale. Watch your breath. Inhale, abdomen, ribs, sternum. Exhale, letting go. You don't have to breathe deeply, but breathe quietly and fully. And exhale. It's just a natural movement of the body. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. Try to keep focused on the breath. Inhale. just let your breath fall into a natural pattern. And paying attention to your mind, you feel it is calmer, clearer. Now we're going to focus on our left nostril breathing. So using the Nasika Mudra with your right hand, gently closing the right flap of the nostril, breathing only through the left nostril, and begin. Inhale. Right hand to your knee. Take a few breaths. Once again, you don't have to do any particular resonance. And we're going to change to breathe only on the right nostril. So left fingers close the left nostril. This arm should be free. Don't make it up or too much in. Just the balance position. Right nostril only. Inhale. Exhale. And we're breathing through the right nostril only. Inhale, right nostril. Exhale, the right nostril. Inhale. And place your right hand on your right knee. Eyes closed gently. Few ordinary breaths. Sometimes in between, you might need to feel that you want to breathe a little deeper, a little fuller. Then we're going to do a round of alternate nostril breathing. So inhaling left, exhaling right, inhaling right, exhaling left for 2 minutes. Start by closing your right nostril, beginning on the left. Inhale left, exhale right. Keep the timing. Inhale right. Exhale left. Very gentle, very easy, slow breath. Inhale left. Exhale right. Closed. Few restful breaths. Try to feel and sense any change that's taken place in your mental state of your mind. Should feel a little bit calmer, more focused and relaxed. So now it's a good idea to stretch your legs out. Stretch your legs out in front of you. You can rub your knees a little bit. After sitting cross-legged for some time, although this was not too long, you can bring warmth and blood circulation to your knees by just rubbing them. And then flop your feet a little bit like that. So your feet this way, that way, this way, that way, this way, that way. And then place your hands behind you on the floor, about a foot or so, 12 inches. Fingers facing forward if you can, if not, just face them back. And then with the mouth closed, as you inhale, start lowering your head and lifting your chest. So your chest is lifting up towards the ceiling and your head is dropping back. And then as you exhale, just curl your body forward a little bit. So chin down, curling your back. And then as you inhale, again, lift up, drop the head back. Comfortably lift your sternum up towards the ceiling. And then exhale, just curl yourself forward. So do this nice and slowly with rhythm. Inhale, lifting the head up and dropping it back as far as it will comfortably go. Sternum's up. And then slowly come back curling forward and come to a straight seated position. Cross your legs. If you like, you can cross them the other way, other leg first. So that's also a good thing to do, is to swap your position of your legs every now and then. And we're going to do Kapalabhati Kriya with very short retentions. You don't want to pump too hard. Just gentle pumping is good enough. Okay. Have your hands in Jnana Mudra and rest them down on your knees. Keep your chin back, ears above your shoulders, mouth closed, tongue up. Slow breath through the nose. Inhale. Slow breath through your nose. Exhale. And now 10 gentle pumps after this breath. Inhale. And begin. Exhale. Relaxed breath, inhale. Let the breath out, exhaling. Dog wants to play. And inhale slowly. And we will hold for 15 seconds. So hold, just stop breathing, be still. And now slowly exhale. And then just take a few breaths. So, building resilience and tolerance to carbon dioxide is very, very important via breath holds. Also gives the oxygen molecules a chance to be released to the tissues, cells, and tissues of your body. So we slowly, over time, increase the breath holding capacity. We'll do another round. This time we're going to do 15 pumps. And we're going to hold for 20 seconds. So slowly inhale. Slowly exhale. After this inhale, we're going to do 15 pumps. So inhale. And begin. And exhale. Gentle breath, inhale. Let go, exhale. Slow, full breath, inhale, hold 20 seconds. If at any time you feel you need to breathe, just exhale and continue breathing normally. And slow, exhale. And take another few regular breaths, inhaling, exhaling, any pattern, fine. And we're going to do another round of Kapalabhati Kriya. This time we're going to do 20 gentle pumps, and then we're going to hold for 30 seconds. Okay, so if at any time during the hold you feel you can't hold, just let your air out, it's not important. Slow breath, inhale. Exhale. After this inhale, we're going to begin. So inhale and begin. And exhale. Gentle inhale. Let go, exhale. Now inhaling. Hold. I'll tell you when it's 15 seconds, and then we'll do another. Continue after that. This is 10 seconds. 15 seconds. 20. 25. And slow exhale. And now do 2 minutes resonance breathing. Inhale, just sit still, eyes closed. Just go both your nostrils with the breath. Inhale. Exhale, really try to focus on each breath fully. Inhale, your body expands. Exhale, it relaxes. Inhale, you expand fully. Exhale. Feel as if there's a string tied to the top of your head, lifting you up towards the ceiling. Again, if you need to, you can change your legs around. And just do one thing with your body, which is place your left hand behind you on the floor, right hand on your left knee. Inhale, lift your body, and exhale, rotate your spine to the left side, looking over your left shoulder. Take a couple of gentle breaths in that position, lifting your body vertically as you're doing that. And then on an exhale, come back to the center. In the middle, inhale, and then exhale to your right side. And take a few breaths on the right side, looking over your right shoulder. And on an exhale, come back to the center. Then we're going to do Brahmari. So Brahmari is done best by closing all the senses. You don't have to, but at least you should block your ears gently and lightly close your eyes. But if you can, try to put your ring finger together under the tip of your nose and your pinkies together. Sometimes that's difficult. We're going to do 3 rounds. Gently close the eyelids with your ring finger. Gently touch your nose with your middle finger. Gently close the eyes with the forefinger and close your ears with your thumbs. Three rounds. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. Inhale, keep your senses closed. Exhale normally. Take two more breaths. And then lower your hands down. So that's a full practice, but we should always do a little bit of Shavasana at the end. So please come down again to a lying position on your back with your knees bent. Making yourself as comfortable as you can. Breathing through both your nostrils. Concentrating on your breath. I'll just play the tone so that you can get your breathing in sync. Inhaling. Exhaling. Technique. We're going to guide you through each point you should try to focus on while you're breathing calmly and deeply. Concentrate on your breath. Going up from the big toes to the top of the head. When I name each point, you focus on that point, and as you exhale, you just feel energy from that point flooding the rest of your body. So inhale and bring your attention to your big toes. And as you exhale, just feel energy go throughout your whole body from your toes. So we're slowly going up 18 points through the body. Inhale, attention on the ankles. Exhale. Then inhale, focus on your shins. The front of your lower legs. And exhale, just feel the energy flood the rest of your body. Inhale, round the back of your legs, the calf muscles. And exhale, let go. Inhale, center of your kneecaps. Exhale, relax. Energy from your knees through your body. Inhale, the center of your thighs. And exhale, feel energy flood the rest of your body. Inhale, try to find the center of gravity in the middle of your body, between the anus and the navel, in the center of your body. And just exhale, let go. Inhale, focus on the genital organs. Exhale, let go. Inhale, your navel. And exhale. Relax. Inhale, focus on the heart center. And exhale, relax from your heart through the rest of your body. Inhale, the well of your throat, just that indentation of your throat. And exhale. Then inhale, focus at the root of your nose, oh, sorry, your tongue, the center of your tongue. So you've moved up from the throat to the middle of your tongue. And exhale. Then higher up, inhale to the root of your nose. And exhale. Now, as you inhale, focus on your eyeballs. Feel them in the sockets of your eyes. And exhale, relax. Then, even higher between the eyebrows, inhale and exhale. And right in the center of your forehead, inhale, exhale, feel your forehead smoothing out. Relaxing. And lastly, right on the very crown of your head, inhale and exhale. Good. So these are called Marma Sthana, places in the body where prana or energy is focused and localized. And by concentrating on those points, you can allow the prana to flood the rest of your body, to bring yourself back to physical awareness. Just start moving your fingers and toes gently, so you can kind of clench and release the fists. Curl your toes back and forth a few times. Then rotate your wrists and your ankles And then take a full inhale, raise your left arm up, back behind you on the floor. And as you exhale, roll over to that side, placing the right hand flat on the floor in front of your abdomen. And on an inhale, push down and lift yourself up to a cross-legged seated position. Sit comfortably with your eyes closed, gently focus on your breath. Inhale. Exhale. Then bring your palms together at your sternum. So we will close with a prayer, and after that, we'll have any questions. Focusing on your breath, try to make a soft om sound when you exhale. Aseto ma satgamaya, tamaso maha jyotirgamaya, mrityo ma amritam gamaya. Om shanti, shanti, shantihi. Now just rub your palms gently together so that you make a little warmth in your hand. And then place the palms over the eyes so that the warmth from your hands goes to your eyes, up into your brain. Slowly slide your palms down so your fingertips are over your eyes. Take a breath there. And then just brush your face off, kind of washing your face and your throat and your chest, heart, and just brush your belly. And then gently open your eyes. Good. So we did a very simple practice.